What's the deal with turn bases coming up? Hello and welcome back to the Freelanceverse. Nice to have you back here on the channel. Today I'm continuing my series about features of CAD tools that every translator should know about. As I said in episode 1, it is still quite mysterious out there if translators should use these tools, what are they used for, should you invest money in it. Me as someone who uses them every day, I use multiple ones every day, I think it's definitely worth the investment, especially since it's 100% tax deductible in most countries, here in Belgium at least, and I mean you need to check, but it's your primary working tool, so I think also in your situation as well. This week we talk about TBs, which is short for turn bases. Turn bases are an essential part of CAD tools. I'm gonna get the kind of definition part out of the way so you know what we are talking about. A turn base is a database that contains several terms or expressions in various languages. In a CAD tool in translation, a term base is used like a glossary or like a dictionary, for example, that gives you certain terms that are fixed for a client or for a specific field that you need to use. Term bases are mainly used to maintain consistency across jobs for a client, and they also help to simplify translation projects significantly. You can also save a lot of time, for example, in research. Specialized terminology is probably the number one time-consuming thing in research that I do every day, right? The amount of time that I've been looking for a specific term in a specific area, it can be frustrating sometimes. I recently started working with Gen AI tools, by the way, in relation to researching specialized terms, and they can help significantly because sometimes you know what the term is used for, you can describe it pretty well, but you don't know the exact term in your specific language. And there's always a term, right? There's always someone who goes very specialized and knows the term. So I would definitely recommend to use things like ChatGPT or Google Bard for things like this. I recently did that in a kind of, it was a sailing job, and it kind of went into the history of sailing and boats in general. And there was a specific hook that I needed to know the specialized term of. So I went on ChatGPT and I asked it, do you know the specific specialized jargon term in German for this hook that has these spikes on top and you throw it to another boat and you use it to pull the other boat closer to your boat? And it told me that this is probably called Enterhaken in German. So I thought, yeah, that might make sense. So I confirmed it with a couple of Google searches, and Enterhaken was indeed the term that I was looking for. And then, of course, I added it to my TB. So in the future, I will not have to go through this process again. I will remember if this comes up again for this client or in a different context that Enterhaken is a thing and I should use it. You might ask at this point, what's the difference between translation memory TM and turn bases TB? Both features are very integral in CAD tools, and they help with your consistency, they help with enhancing efficiency as well, productivity. But in summary, in essence, they're quite different. So in summary, a TM stores previous translations that you've already done, so you don't have to translate anything twice. Whereas TBs work more as a glossary, so you can store things in it that then come up and tell you, hey, you need to use this term for this specific expression. A TB can either be made by you. I have several TBs for specific clients or also specializations that I use. You can add that to your projects in CAD tools, or it can also be done by the client. They can provide you with TBs. If you get a client TB, they have very, very high priority, right? They trump almost everything else, because if someone cares enough about the term to put it in a TB, it must be very valuable, right? You can also actually put negative expressions in there, things that you don't want to use, and they are then marked as black. I'm going to show you in a second. So especially if you have a competitor that works in a field and the competitor uses a certain term and you don't want to use that term at all, you could put it as a negative TB entry that shows up black and says, hey, this is a block term, do not call this thing this, call it something else. So for the same term, you could have a TB entry that is blue that says yes, go ahead, and a black one that says no, don't translate it as this one. Now, when doing some research for this video, I came across people saying, please put priority on TB, but still look at the context. Of course, context is king. One very good example is feature. The term feature in English, it has so many meanings, right? I wrote down here, a feature can be a function, it can be an attribute, it can be a main story. It can be a collaboration in the arts. It can be a full-length movie. A feature has so many meanings. So if you have an entry of feature in a TB, it is very obvious that this cannot be a translation for every possible meaning of feature. So you still have to make sure that you know the exact meaning and then use the TB entries. Especially when multiple translators are working on one big file, TBs become essential because you don't want someone to translate one term this way, another one the other way, and then you have inconsistencies in the file. TM helps a lot with that, but TBs as well. All right, now that we know what we're talking about, let's head to the screen. Open MemoQ. This video is in collaboration with MemoQ. Thank you very much for sponsoring the channel. They are a very nice company. Their product Translator Pro, MemoQ Translator Pro, is a tool specifically for translators. So if you want to increase your efficiency and improve your quality, make sure to check out the link in the description that leads directly to their landing page. Okay, here we are at the desktop. This is MemoQ's open in the background, and here I have a little folder open with a lot of TBXs. TBXs are terminology-based files. There are a lot of terminology collections online that you can download. They can be really interesting, especially if you work within the EU sector, the Commission sector. This, what I downloaded now here, is from Microsoft. It's a Microsoft term collection. It's quite general. It is a bit IT-specific, but mostly general. And when you download their TBX collection, you get all the languages. So I will use the German one for this specific example, but it's really useful because then you can just create a term base in MemoQ, import this file, and you have a term base with like 50,000 words in there that can be very generic sometimes, so you don't actually have to think about them when they come up. But first, let's create a project, because that's how usually MemoQ would start. You would get either a project from an agency or in a package, or you would create your own one. I have a fresh batch of MemoQ here. This is the one I'm using for the video, so that's why there is no list. Otherwise, there would be a big list in there. And so we will create a new project. Oh, I'm working with two desktops, that's why it goes here. So let's name this Test TB. English-German is already defined because that's how I set it up. The client, the project, let's name it Freelanceverse. The client as well. And then that's the rest we don't need to specify. If you want to indicate the deadline, you can. We don't need it for now. I go on. I import a generic file. I prepared a Microsoft file. I put it on my desktop. I import that. It's a very normal Word file. I don't need to do any options here. So this is just for an example, right? I go on. I don't add a TM because this video is not about translation memories, but here you should usually add a TM. But I don't need to show you that now. So I go one step further and you get to TB. All right, now here what you can do is you can create a new TB. You want to do that at the beginning of every project. Or if you already have a big one, it would already be here like mine, and then you can just enable it. But now for the purposes of this video, we start a new one. We name it again, Test TB. Here you can define the languages that you're working with. I don't think it's actually necessary. It's already, the languages are already ticked, English and German, so you don't need to change anything here. You can add a domain if you want. Let's call this Microsoft because this is a Microsoft TB that I will import. I click OK, and then it is generated, Test TB. So I finish the job, then you have the file in here where you will translate, and on the left you can go to Term Base, and you can actually, now it's empty still, right? Now you can right click and import terminology. That is where it gets interesting, because now we can go to the file, to the Microsoft collection, the German one. I take it, I import it. Now all these terms get imported. It's quite big, so that's why it takes a while. Maybe it even tells us how much it will import. I'm curious about that, actually. Did it? I'm not sure. Oh yeah, here, entries on the right side, 62,721. So that's huge, right? Now we go back to translation, we open it, and if all works out, then we should get results now. And we immediately do, as you can see on the right side. The blue matches in MemoQ, as you can see, is a term base entry, so a TB entry. That's what we are working with now, right? I think the TM, the previous video, was red. So you have to be aware of the color coding in MemoQ, but blue definitely means good to go from the TB. There is also a black entry from the TB, which is a forbidden term. I'm going to show you that in a second. The purple segments are fragment matches. They usually are a bit irrelevant. Here it just shows the English again. I'm not sure what this is about, but you can also see on the left side in the source text, it shows you like a blue shadow around a TB entry. So if you hover over it, you see actually the translation from the TB. If I go into the next one, I see a lot of TB entries. Wow, okay, that's amazing. So as you can see, Microsoft 365 for Home. Okay, that is an error in the TB because Zuhause is not written with a small letter. That should be a capital Z. So even if you download online TBs, make sure you still check it because it's not always correct, right? But this one here, Office 365 Business Essentials, is the German word for small business Office 365 in English. So that's very helpful. I would still check if it's correct, but there are a lot of terms in this TB, over 60,000 as we've seen. Not all of them are correct. Abonnement would never be written with a small A, so you have to... I'm surprised that there are so many mistakes in there, but it's just to show you, right? Now let's say I want to add something to the TB myself, right? Because maybe, so let's just translate this literally. Was ist Microsoft 360? If you type the M and it's a TB entry, it will already suggest to you, and then you can only click enter and it's in. And then the question mark. So now I will press Control Enter to confirm this. Oh, actually, I didn't add a translation memory, so you can't. Yeah, you have to add a translation memory if you want to confirm segments. So let me add that quickly. Okay, I just created once, just a fake one, so I can actually confirm it. Now this translation is in the TM and it shows up in red on the right side. And now let's say I want to add was for what to the translation. Term base. You wouldn't add a generic term like was because it doesn't make much sense, right? But for this example, I'm just going to show you how this works. So if I want to add was, I highlight was and I also highlight what. So I highlight the two, the source word and the target word, and I right click on it and I put add term or Control E. You can also click here in the right click menu. Then it opens this window. Now, create term-based entry. This is where we can add what as a translation for was. So it will always show up on the right side in blue that this should be the translation for it. There are a couple of settings here you can change. Usually I don't change them at all, but for example, case sensitivity. So you can add whether it should be case sensitive or not, meaning it should always capitalize or not capitalize. If you choose permissive, I think it will check the context. So I'm leaving it always like this. Another very important term is when you go to usage, you can have a forbidden term. That's what I told you when it shows up as black, right? If you don't want something. So let's try that as well. So I'm just going to add was now, add this to the term base, and then it immediately shows up on the right side as what was in blue. As a term that I don't have to think about anymore. Now let's say maybe this tool was called 360 before, Microsoft 360. I confirm this, but now it's called 365. So maybe there was a terminology change, right? But I still have a lot of people referring it to as Microsoft 360. Now what I want to do is I can mark 360 and 365. I can add a term again, right click, add term. But then instead of adding this as a TB entry, I can go to usage and I can click forbidden term. So Microsoft 365 is still allowed. Here I don't click forbidden term because that's correct, but the translation 360 is forbidden. Now let's see what happens. As you can see on the right side, I get a black match saying, hey, it's not 360 anymore, it's now 365. I also have the blue one for the correct one. So immediately I would realize, oh, okay, this is probably the old version and now this is the new version. So whenever you see a black popping up here, that's very important because that means that someone specifically added a forbidden term. It can be useful when you have terms from the competitors, for example, when you have certain, maybe a material of your shoe or of your t-shirt and this material is trademarked, you don't want to use this term. For example, Gore-Tex is a good term because Gore-Tex is used very often in like marketing usage, but it's actually a company, it's a trademark term, right? So unless you're actually working with them, you're not allowed to use Gore-Tex, or you have to add the registered trademark. I'm not sure how the legalities are, But that would be a good blacklisted term, right? If you are not allowed to use that term, for example. If you also have a populated TM entry, then on the right side, you get a lot of red and a lot of blue. So you have to kind of figure out, I would say TB is usually trumping TM because TB is specifically either from a client or from you, right? So it's, I think I mentioned this in the entry, it's a bit more important, a bit more quality matches, if you ask me. So it's just a help on the right side. But then of course, some things like Word, it's so generic, it can be Microsoft Word, but it can also just be Word, like a word, or it can even be Word and language games. I'm not sure why this is has a TB entry for Word. So if you use generic TBs from the internet, make sure to still check if they are actually valid. There you go. I hope you enjoyed this video. The most important is that you know blue is okay, black is forbidden term. You can add it by marking both terms, right click add term. And the difference between a TB and a TM is TB is a glossary and TM is previously translated text. Make sure to subscribe to the channel and I see you next Monday with the next video. Bye bye.